Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
How do you know if you're dealing with a common cold or a sinus infection and you hear people all over the place today sniffling and sneezing and you're like, is that allergies or are you really contagious? And then people say, oh, well, if it's green, you know, we've got a sinus infection. These, some of them are going to be, you know, turn out to be myths, and we're going to find that out right now. My guest is Dr. Jordan Pritikin. He's board-certified otolaryngologist at the Chicago Nasal and Sinus Center. So, Dr. Pritikin, speak about cold versus sinus infection. Does one turn into the other? And how do you tell if it's one or the other?
Well, I very frequently have patients asking, is this a cold? Is this a sinus infection? Is this the flu? And all of these illnesses can share some common features. And sometimes it's just a matter of drilling down and seeing how long someone has been sick and really getting a sense of what the symptoms are. So to start with, a cold is a viral illness. It's typically going to run its course within 3 to 7 days. People will have a stuffy nose. They'll feel run down. They'll have a drippy nose, but the mucus will be clear and watery. They may have a sore throat, body ache, chills. And for these people, conservative treatment is enough. You know, chicken soup, staying hydrated, pain relievers, decongestants. It's only when the symptoms go on or seem to be worsening after about a week that we become concerned that it may be a sinus infection. And so, yes, a viral infection can turn into a sinus infection, but it doesn't necessarily become a sinus infection.
Okay, so once it's a sinus infection, then it becomes, it's really bacterial.
Correct. Anything that affects the natural drainage mechanism of the sinuses can lead to a sinus infection. So a viral illness that causes swelling and congestion in the nose, inhaled irritant exposure, cold air or dry air, allergies, all of these things, through the same mechanism of obstruction and blockage, can allow mucus to build up within the nose. That mucus thickens and it harbors bacteria, and that's when a bacterial infection or a sinus infection takes hold.
Okay, so I'd like you to go over the symptoms of the sinus infection, but in this day, I'd like you to add in when people are feeling like we're overusing antibiotics and then they're not going to work when we need them.
Absolutely.
When you're starting to feel some of these symptoms of a sinus infection, pain under the eyes or on the bridge of your nose, running down, any of these things you're going to describe, should we be nervous about the antibiotic? Does it take a long time to kind of dig away at this if you haven't, you know, gotten it pretty quickly?
Well, we would like to avoid antibiotics as much as possible. There are certainly situations where antibiotics are necessary to shorten the duration of an illness and to prevent an acute, short-lived infection from becoming a chronic infection. So what I tell my patients is that the first sign of something, you know, the stuffy nose, the pressure in the cheeks, the pain in the teeth, to get started with decongestants and salt water irrigations and pain relievers to try to open up the nasal passages and try to get the self-cleaning mechanism of the sinuses working again. So that touches on some of the symptoms of a real sinus infection. It's more intense facial pain, facial pressure, pain in the teeth, the yellow or green nasal discharge, thicker mucus production. So in a cold, the mucus is thin and watery. In a sinus infection, that mucus has been sitting, and it's sugar and water and protein. The longer it sits within the sinuses, the thicker it gets, and that's what makes it so difficult to clear out.
Now, what do you think about nasal lavage or those nasal washes, you know, because people are saying, oh, now you have to use distilled water and you have to be careful. What do you think about those as a way to sort of keep yourself clean?
I think, in general, the nasal washes, the nasal lavages are an excellent idea. There are some people who become very skilled at circulating the fluid throughout their nose. There are others who don't like that sensation, or, you know, several hours after irrigating, they will tilt their head and some of that irrigation fluid will spill out because it's become trapped in the sinus. I recommend simply a salt water nasal spray. It doesn't have to be an irrigation. It can just be a mist. Just to thin out the mucus, just to stimulate the self-cleaning mechanism of the sinuses to get that mucus flowing.
So then
in terms
Well, if we do have a nasal, if we do have a sinus infection, some sort of sinusitis, then requires a prescription. Is there like steroids that we can get over the counter, or no, not really?
Steroids are only available through prescription. And again, we don't want to overuse that class of medication either. The steroids come into play for, in my practice, patients with an underlying allergic problem, asthma, and or a history of nasal polyps. So I try not to overdo it with steroids. Certainly, an antibiotic is necessary if there are symptoms that have gone on for more than a week. If these symptoms are causing people to miss time from school or work, they become fairly debilitating, and we want to shorten the course of the illness as much as possible. The other thing is that we want to reduce that bacterial load. We want to get rid of the bacteria that's present within the sinuses, because if we ignore that, what starts off as an acute, short-lived infection can become a chronic, lingering infection. And there will be people that I will see who have been sick for months, if not a year, with this waxing and waning course. They're healthy enough that their body can suppress the bacterial growth. They can keep the infection from spreading elsewhere, but they just can't get rid of it. And so they are in a constant state of fighting something off, and that can take its toll on them as well. It's more of a quality of life issue than anything else.
What do you think about some of the over-the-counter, like Afrin? If you've got a cold or a severe sinus infection and you just can't breathe and you want to sleep at night, there's all these products, but they say don't use them for more than 2 or 3 nights. And, can they make the situation worse? Are you more inflamed after using one of those?
Exactly. So in the short term, these medications can be effective. And in my mind, these are the emergency medications to be used for no more than 3 days in a row. Because if you do use an over-the-counter decongestant nasal spray, you run the risk of developing what's called rebound swelling, so that as the medication wears off, you become more swollen than you were when you started. And so what was an effective spray every 12 hours becomes effective for 15 minutes every hour. And so you have people using these sprays throughout the day over and over and over again because they become essentially addicted to that temporary decongestant effect.
Wow. And, I've heard that before. I just never knew whether that was true or not. So give us really your best advice for that cold and or sinus infection, one turning into the other and hopefully preventing either.
So in terms of prevention, it's simple hand washing, avoiding aerosolized droplets, people coughing, sneezing in the air, breathing that in. So having people cover their nose and mouth when they cough, when they sneeze, washing hands, simple as that. A cold early on, decongestants, anti-inflammatory medications like Advil or Tylenol, staying hydrated. About 10 years ago, there was a study looking at the effects of chicken soup on the development of colds, and there was actually a study done at the University of Nebraska that showed that something in chicken soup inhibited the movement of white blood cells into the tissues and decreased the inflammatory response.
Wow.
Another study at Mount Sinai in New York showed that something about the chicken soup, or whether it was just the hot fluid or just staying hydrated, thinned the mucus and allowed that mucus to clear more easily and prevent the infection from taking hold.
See, I always knew my mother was right. Dr. Pritikin, you got 15 seconds. Wrap it up for us.
Sinus infection is going to go on for more than 5 to 7 days. This is the situation to get on an antibiotic so that the infection does not turn into something more long-lasting. If you have severe pain, high fever, blurred vision, you need to contact your physician, as this may be something more serious.
Well, that is the best advice. And hopefully we prevent these things from happening before they happen. This is Melanie Culp for Radio MD. Stay well.